Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. Today, I have a very special guest.
Who?
And we are about to spill the tea.
Oh, snap.
So for those of you, this is actually a really special episode of Trust and Believe. For those of you who have joined our Wine Nights on Instagram Live or who are part of our Wine Night After Dark Club, this look is nothing new to you. Now, I will say, for those of you who like Trust and Believe, there's a little different. Our Wine Night and our Wine Night After Dark Club is a little different. It's not for everyone. It's for people with an open mind who are really ready to dive super deep into everything from relationships, the troubling relationships, the success of relationships, the bedroom and relationships, who you open a bedroom to in a relationship. It's a lot. And what we found in having discussions that go a little deeper is it really helps people. And people who are doing our Relationship Vibration course, they really get a lot out of it. But anyway, we last week celebrated our 8-year wedding anniversary, which is super fun and super amazing. And so I thought one thing that would be really fun is if we discussed how we've stayed together for 8 years, and we've known each other 10 years. So we got married on a day that we met, but 2 years later. So sit back, get ready to trust and believe in a decade with Scotty B and Sean.
Somebody say hell yeah.
No. What's up?
You're better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, we're back with Trust and Believe, and I know you don't see this amazing, lovely face a lot, but he's here. This is my husband, Scott, for those of you who don't know. And so how have the last 10 years been for you?
We talked just briefly about this on our anniversary, that it doesn't feel like 10 years. I don't know what it feels like, but it doesn't feel like... When people think, oh, it's been 10 years, or oh, it's been a certain period of time, there's a stress over it or whatever. And I said when we chatted earlier, it was in previous relationships, I was like, oh, we're at a year and a half, I don't know if this is gonna make it. Like, I knew in that relationship that it was just wasn't going to make it. And then the other one was like, oh, we're at 4, oh, like it seemed arduous. And I just feel like my life is complete when I'm with you. And, there are good days and bad, but regardless of that, it feels like a magic carpet ride.
I can show you the world.
It just kind of feels like we're floating and doing what we're supposed to be doing and challenging each other and growing with each other and... living our life and then expanding our life with the boys almost 3 years ago. So it doesn't feel like there's anything in our way to hinder or hamper our existence.
Because it's shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you...
That
just
was
let
one
your
of my
heart decide.
Favorite movies of all time.
So You didn't let me get to the end of my little... Oh. Tell me, Prince, now when did you just let your heart decide? When did you
You're
fall
gonna
in
make
love?
Me cry. Well, I fell in love instantly. I felt there was different stages. As we say, the first three steps, I felt something come over my body. Like, you know how sometimes when people have a ghost come in, they go, ooh.
Really? Is that how it goes?
In movies? But I think when we first met, I was like, something is oddly different, weird. I'm feeling something, kind of a nervous energy, but I feel like I've known you forever. And I hadn't even met you. And I didn't know who you were. And then the second phase was just the excitement of being together. And then I think the crowning moment was when we were at Equinox. I had broken up with the ex, and we had that conversation of, you know, what are we going to do now? And I was like, well, everyone's telling me that I need to take 6 months off, and, you know, from being with anyone. And he's like, you said, I just want you to be happy. And I nearly fell on the floor on the inside because I was like, what? You want me to be happy and you don't care what I do, whether I'm with you or with someone else or whatever? You're like, no, I just want you to be happy. But I mean, I would love for you to be with me, but if it's not with me, it's with someone else or just by yourself, then I literally almost passed out. And that was the moment where I was like, and then later that day was the moment, another moment where I was like, what am I doing? Like, why am I not spending time with this person that I absolutely love being with? So, and I called your ass up, I brought over a bottle of wine, and I grabbed you at the door and made out.
Yes, that was very true. All right, so...
What about you? You have to answer that question. When did you know... When did your heart decide?
Mm-hmm. You're not going to sing it? When did I fall in love? Yeah. Well, I would say that it definitely was love at first feel, because it was like... It was less about the sight of you and more about what I felt. I don't think a lot of people talk about love at first feel. A lot of people talk about love at first sight, you know? And I think... There are a lot of people that whomever, have come in contact with before we got with our spouses that we've never gotten with that we're like, wow, like that person's so attractive. But for me, it's more about love at first feel, just being able to feel the relationship. So it was pretty much right away, to the point where I had to act like I didn't want to see you for a while. I had to like push away these feelings. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm busy. You know, I ain't got time. But eventually, you know, the feeling took over. So for me, it was love at first feel. Plus, it is very synonymous with our relationship and or who we are as individuals. I see an ad on Instagram and I'm like, I know I need that product. And I know if I don't, it's just what I do. And I'm pretty much always right about, not right in that, I'm pretty much... If I know I need something, or if it's like pants, or if it's supporting a small black business, you know, with my twist comb, I know that it's something that I'm going to appreciate. Where you're more thoughtful, you take time. Like, is this the right thing for me? And there's nothing wrong with either of those methods, because my method is more, I want to feel this. I'm going to dive all the way in. And if it's fucked up at the end, then, hey, at least I felt it. Yeah. And you're more, I want to make sure this is right before I feel it. And yeah. I think that is what has made our relationship the strongest, the balance. Because, you know, you talk about the bad days. If you go back to every bad day, that's why we have bad days. Because we are completely opposite in the way we process things. I process things in a super... Feeling, and you process things in kind of a super, I don't want to say logical, because you process them in a, you don't necessarily feel them. How would you describe it?
I don't know, because I've never thought about it before until you just set it up. I believe there's a process or steps to where we get and why we got there. And for me, when an argument happens, I revert back to, okay, at what point did we fork in the road, and that is where we should talk about and figure out why things went askew, if you will.
Yeah. And I'm the kind of person where I'm past that.
Yeah.
So that's how, but the thing is, it's also balanced my entire life, and I believe yours, because there are ways you act now where I'm like, I'm like, I have to clutch my pearls real quick. And then there are things that I do now that I completely have gotten from you. So I'm at this shoot and things start messing up, and I took your way of processing things, which is you always say if I get really mad, you're like, do you think I did this on purpose? I'm like, no, but you did it. But in that situation at the shoot where it was really annoying, that's the first thing I asked myself. I was like, did this guy do it on purpose? No. Did he do it on purpose a second time? No. Did he do it on, like, it took me 3 hours to shoot something mm-hmm. that would normally take me 30 minutes. And it was clearly someone else's
issue.
Yeah, they were creating this issue even after I helped them troubleshoot. But it helped me stay really calm. And I owe that to you because, I mean, while I think I would have grown over 10 years and handled it differently, not only was I able to make him feel good even when everyone was pissed at him, and I'm the one that's mostly affected by it, but at the end of the day, I had so many of the cast and crew come up to me and say, you know, thank you so much for this. Could have been really bad. Like, maybe if it was another trainer, it would have just been went off the walls, and you literally still created. And I had to shoot this thing twice, and he messed up the second time too. But for me, my thing is always, I'm here now. And that also, I'm here now, and the only place we can go is forward. That's the only place we can go. But it's also synonymous in our relationship when we do get into a disagreement and you feel like it's the end of the world. And I'm like, I'm just worried about the here and now. Like, I never think. So, you know.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, the one thing that I would notice, that one of the many things that I've taken from you is now when I feel like I'm approaching an uncomfortable situation, or I have to be honest with someone, and part of my brain is like, don't do it, don't do it, don't, you know, just be the nice Scott that just avoids it, or, you know, works your way around it to gently say what it is. I find in emails and things, I'm like, okay, I just got to be honest. I've just got to be honest because that's who we are at our house. And that disclaimer completely opens the door, allows me to be like, you know what? I can now say whatever I want because I'm just going to be honest. And you say that so much, and you'll be like, don't get mad at me or whatever. And I'm just like, and that always scares me when you say that. But I've noticed that when you're talking with people or in business, you're like, I'm just going to be honest. And then boom. And so it's an amazing thing to be able to experience. Well, I think the other thing is to be able to find someone that you're constantly growing with and from. Because my ultimate goal is just to be an amazing, better person. And I feel that because of all of the things I see in you and what you have, that I think that we're already one, but we're forming together that one kind of amazing thing, entity that is going to help people be their amazing thing.
Yeah, I just don't think that if you have to be able to fuse together in a relationship, meaning people call it compromise, and, you know, I'm not a huge fan of that word because I believe that when you compromise things, you're telling me, or I'm telling you, you have to get rid of this in order to make this relationship work. And I just don't believe that to be true. For me, I want you to stay. If it's something that you want to change about yourself, I'm definitely down with helping you change that or enhance that about yourself. But I don't want you, if you, let's say you played soccer three nights a week, I wouldn't want you to stop playing soccer because we have to spend time together. I also don't want you to change who you are.
Right.
It's more about me learning who you are and how we communicate that so that I'm not affected by something that may negatively affected by that part of you.
Yeah.
And I personally believe that's why a lot of relationships separate, because they compromise and it's like, well, I can't go out with my girlfriends on the weekends now. Or, and it becomes a thing where the more people chip away at the things that you want to do and love to do just because you're in a relationship, it chips away at who you are and it chips away at your growth. And like I've said before, and I say in our relationship foundation course, you have to grow individually together. You have to support that your spouse's dreams. You know, you don't like when I leave and I go away and we have a rule that 48 hours, you know, after, if we're gone for 48 hours, we're together. But there are times where you say we have to bend that rule because this is something you need to do to grow, or vice versa, you know. So I just think that that's really important. People out there in relationships, you just need to let people grow, and you need to stop with the compromising and start with the, like, understand-mizing. It's like, understand why people are where they are.
I think, to piggyback on that, though, I think it's about understanding where you are and why you are in the spot that you're in. Because, again, this completely exposes my process of, like, trying to figure out the processes of where things go south. Because I'm thinking to myself that if you are not understanding and aware of why you made that choice to piss off your other significant other or whatever, or why you did what you did, unless you figure that out, you're going to continue to do it and it's going to hinder the relationship or whatever. So we both bring baggage to our relationship, but it's about dealing with that and understanding where it came from and why you do it and how it impacts your significant other, and then being able to work through it and understand, you know what? This person brings that into the relationship. And it's okay because I love them, because if the ultimate goal is to be together and to love each other and to grow as one, then okay, we got the goal right there. Let's, you know, find our way through it.
And when we come back, we're going to go through a little fun game that I've prepared that he has nothing
oh God
about.
These games.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. We're so excited to let you know that we have a Wine Night After Dark Club. Boop, 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 boop. Can you stand up and turn around and show them the lower part of the Wine Night After Dark Club? Sipping wine, spilling tea. And we would love for you all to join us on that Wine Night After Dark Club. It's a really fun group. We go really far from how to build your relationship in a business together like us, helping raise your children. Also, we talk about how to enhance your life in the bedroom. But if you're not interested in that, you can also take our Relationship Thrivation course. You can go to relationshipthrivation.com, where we take you on a journey where you have worksheets and exercises so that you can grow individually together.
Just remember that what happens in Wine Night After Dark stays in Wine Night After Dark Club.
All right, we're back, and I have a little game that I want to play with you.
Ooh, I love games.
Sometimes no, you just don't. You don't like games.
I love games. I just sometimes get scared with your games.
Oh, okay. This is a very fun game.
Okay.
So even though we've been married 8 years, we've been together 10 years, and I think that we should, in a way, celebrate a decade. Even though we'll be married for a decade in 2 years, which we're planning something. We're planning something really fun.
We're planning something massive.
Alex, are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Alex is the producer of this podcast, and hopefully when she finds out what we're planning, she doesn't kill me. Okay, so what I want to do is, this doesn't have to be in chronological order, okay, but it's kind of like a rapid fire fun. You say one thing that you think that has gotten us stronger in our relationship and helped us stay together over the last 10 years. And you'll go, and I'll comment on what you say, and then I'll go, and you'll comment on what I say until we get to 10 things.
Oh, okay. So communication is monumental.
Yep. So I have to comment on what you say. Okay. So you can't comment on what you say.
Oh, so I just say the word and then...
See, I got to teach them how to games. I know people are going to be like, oh my gosh, Shoma, you still mean the sky. No, these are the rules.
Communication.
Communication is my favorite thing in the relationship because I believe that being very direct in your feelings and what's going on in your life and opening up and not hiding things is the things that help relationships stay alive. So many people bottle things up for long periods of time, and it could be like anywhere from 4 months to 3 years that you've never spoken to your spouse about this thing, and by the time it comes out, you've held in so much resentment that you're just over it, and you've really stepped into what your dad talks about, which is emotion commotion. You step into like all these emotions instead of really talking about and understanding what's happening in your relationship in your life so that you can communicate and make it better. Number two, which is me, and then
rats.
You go.
Okay.
Why'd you say
no, because I already had like three.
Oh, good. Hold them.
Perfect.
Hopefully I don't say them though. That's the fun part of the game.
Okay.
Spontaneity.
Ooh. Spontaneity is the spice of life. It is something that completely challenges me, and I hate it. It makes me feel super uncomfortable. He loves spontaneity. But the ability to be able to do something outside of what your normal routine is and your comfort zone just adds like this whole... It kind of like breaks the glass ceiling to be like, oh, this wasn't... My fear or concern about the spontaneous action, really I shouldn't have been fearful of that. So it completely adds spice, it adds life, it adds just love, warmth to the relationship. Honesty.
Three. It's back there on the wall, right there, truth. It doesn't matter how hard it is to talk about something or to say something or to reveal something. Honesty is always the best policy. I've even counseled people whose spouse has cheated on them, but because they were honest about it and they were forthright about it and didn't hide it, while it was extremely painful, and a lot of people are like, if my spouse cheated on me, I would be out. And so a lot of people might think this is like really crazy what I'm about to say. It would be painful, it would hurt, but for me it's about the constant hiding of it and like this 3-year affair. Then you're like, you know, but if you were like, oh, you know, I don't want to say what I believe should be let go. I'm not saying that it should be let go. I'm just using like one of the worst things that can happen. The thing is, when you hide something from anyone, it's kind of like what I talked about with communication. Because I hate that. I just don't believe that there's a need to hide things. But truth, when you're able to tell the truth about how you feel and what's going on in your life and you hide less inside, it becomes better. Okay. Number four. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Family support.
Family support is, I want to say community, because family support is like having that bubble of people to be able to help when in times of need, or whether it's conversationally or food or love or whatever, it is essential. I agree. I think that having that as a village, that's what Hillary Clinton said, it takes a village. Not everyone's got it, and I think that you know, you can survive without it. But I think you build your own, like if it's not family, like blood family, if you build your own community of friends, your chosen family that make it helpful. Number five. This is to me is like, I know that I have someone who has my back undeniable. Like I have this security, how do I put it in one word? Have my back, like ride or die. Ride or die.
That's hyphen, so it counts.
Yeah.
I think this one's tough for me to talk about because it's the only thing I know. Mm. It's kind of embedded in me. Growing up where I grew up, you needed people to have your back, to look out for you. Your cousins, your family, the neighbors. I mean, I grew up in a place where you walk outside and if you acted up down the street, that neighbor was calling your mom and being like, Sean is acting like whatever. I never got in trouble like that, but I'm just saying. but the neighbors looked out for you, you know, and it was just a part of my DNA. Also, you know, being in, growing up in Philly too, you go to the next block, you get jumped. So you have people that walk you to the next block to go to the corner store, because if the person on the net, you know, you kind of have this support system of ride or die. And I adopted that into my relationship. If you're not ride or die with your spouse, no matter what they do, you help them find a way out of it. No matter what kind of trouble they're in, you help them see their way through it. You help them feel their way through it. And sometimes it can be super, super tough. But if you don't feel like, and I think this is just really important, if you don't feel like that person is your best friend, I believe that you are in kind of like a little bit of trouble. Because I even talked about it, I believe, in our wedding, in my wedding vows. I was just like, you know, some people are married, but they have a best friend. I just believe that your best friend should be the person you're married to, and that should be your ride or die.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your turn. 6.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh, is that
Let's
it?
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk
I'm
about
I'm actually surprised that it got to number 6 because
I was trying to be professional. Let's talk about
Stop trying to be professional, baby. You.
Try and be a little professional.
Sex. I mean, that's just it. It is mind-blowingly needed and I think monumentally important to be able to have sex that is inspiring, hot, enticing, like all those, you know, tingle balls. Yeah, I said it.
Oh my God.
But it's like you have to, and you know, a lot of what he said in previous like things like spontaneity and trust. Well, I said that, you know, being honest about and having conversations about sex and the need for it and what you like and what you don't like and how, because that it is so important to be able to have a successful or a growing relationship. 7.
Ooh, 6 is for sex. 7 is for...
I was going to say heaven, but it's not heaven. Meaning, it is heaven, but that was rhyming. I was going to say friend, but it's not friend. It's like an elevated version of a friend. Like, when you say you're my best friend, I think to myself, I have best friends, but you are like the exponential best friend.
Right. I'm very literal. I truly believe you can only have one best friend. Even though you say like, oh, these are one of my best friends, but you are my best friend. If I were to put you in another class, like if I was like, these are my best friends and you are that, to me that undermines how I really feel about being. And the reason why I say that is because we go to sporting events together, we travel together, we raise our kids together, we go on dates, we play tennis together, we run a business together. There are a lot of things that we do that I believe, like, there are things that you would only want to do with your best friend. Like, I'm around you all the time, and for how much we actually get along and enjoy, we find TV shows that we like, and we find TV shows that we don't like together, and you go watch them and I go do me. You know, you rub my shoulders at night. You know, I just think that to me, you are that friend. You are that best friend. And everyone else in our life are kind of like our village and our family and, you know, kind of like that. And I take Darren and Danielle for an example.
I was actually thinking about them too.
Darren and Danielle, and the thing I love about them, like, so Darren's like my brother, Danielle's like my little sister, and I know that we're really great friends. I'm probably one of their best friends, but at the same time, I don't want to be their best friend. I want them to be
right.
best friends with each other. I love when I see them that they are best friends. I never want to be... I mean, I met Darren. Me and Darren, we were super, super close. We are super, super close. But when Danielle and he got together, I was happy for him. I'm glad I'm not your best friend anymore. You know, so that's kind of how I look at it.
Eight.
I kind of mentioned this a little bit, but you can talk about this specifically. Travel.
Yeah, I think, why is travel important to a successful relationship, right? Is that the... It's seeing new things. It's building life experiences. Being in a space where it's different from your home that you're able to, you know, live, see new things, like I said, build stories for yourself to look back on and be able to have the ability to be like, oh, remember that one time we did this, remember that time. So it kind of builds a sense of not loyalty, but just togetherness that the experience will, no one else is being able to share. It's just the two of you. And so it adds to the wonderfulness of the relationship. Space.
Yes.
Or self-space. Sorry, yes. That's what maybe... hyphenated right. self-space.
You always got a hyphenated word. He can't stick to the rules. I'm just kidding. Space is good, though. I think space is really good. So, space is very important because a lot of people are afraid to say, I need time alone. And while I'm more of a send me away. I don't want to see nobody. I want to be in a room with energy of my own and have this whatever. He is a constant disappearer. Like, we'll be in the house and then all of a sudden, you can ask any of our friends that come over. We're like, where's Scott? Where's Scott? And Darren and Danielle have this thing of like, he's saving babies. I don't know where they came up with that from, but
it's like Superman. He disappears.
Yeah. So you find your time to have your personal space, which is, you can do it. The way you do it is anytime throughout the day. Like,
yeah.
I'll be like, where's Scott? And then I'll walk around the house and all of a sudden I'll see him in the bed like this. Because he sleeps with his mouth open on his back. And like I said, for me, it's more of like, get me the fuck away from here. I'm going to lose my
explode.
Shit.
Yeah. Number 10.
No roles.
Oh, yeah.
And so for heterosexual couples, I'll say no gender roles. Or I just say that because...
Understanding roles.
No roles.
Roles as in roles, as in the role that you play in the relationship.
Yeah, I feel like one of the things that's helped us is that we don't have a role. Like,
yeah.
But I'll let you talk about it because I have a reason why I said that, but I want you to talk about...
Well, per the rules, you're not supposed to say your reason why. I wish you would always follow the rules. I think for me, one of the things that I learned while playing professional soccer, know your strengths, know what you're good at, know how you can add to the team. Don't overstep, not in a bad way, but don't overstep. Don't do the thing that this other person is supposed to be doing because you think you got it or whatever. You know, it's about understanding. For me, I understood it as know your role, meaning know what you're good at and understanding it and do that really, really well because he has things that he does really, really well, and those two things will come together and work like this, and sometimes there'll be some things out like this, and you figure it out, and then it comes in like this. So I think that's really important to understand who you are, understand who your spouse is, understand what you are really good at doing, money, bills, contracts, details, like that's all me. He is amazing at creativity, planning an amazing wedding or anniversary night, you know, and being an amazing father. Like, it's about, you know, he's the hammer. I'm the softer side, if you will, a more emotional side. Anyway,
when it comes to the kids,
right? So I think that understanding your team, right? Like, we high five each other every night after we put the boys to bed. We're like, yes, another day down. We did this. Congratulations. Let's move on to each other. Move on to the next day. So understanding what I bring to the relationship and understand what he does, put them together and then stick with that. And over the years, you're going to grow and evolve, and that's okay, because growing together is
individually together
is important. But yeah, having a base of knowing what you're really good at is essential.
Thank you all for listening. This was a really fun podcast for a couple reasons for me. One, because our production team are getting married next year. They're Alex and Steve's wedding got postponed because of the pandemic. And I know that they had to have gone through something, because, you know, when your wedding gets postponed and then there's the pandemic and you're trapped in your house, I'm sure there was a lot of growth that happened. So it was fun for us to do this, because they're about to get married and they are best friends and they are super dope and they're like super cool, and you can tell when they're together. There are certain people that I know that they are going to be together forever. You just know it. It is incredible. So it was fun to do that. And because they edit this and they'll be able to hear it. And the other thing, and I'm more looking at Team Shanti, because these are the people that are close. You know, Chip and Elliot, they just got into a relationship. And, you know, I've seen Chip's change just over the pandemic and being with Elliot, and it's really cool to see how to step back and see how people kind of fuse together and take on the strength of the other person to help balance them out. I didn't know Elliot beforehand, so I'm not sure of his changes, but I know Chip for sure. And so anyway, so this was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
And that's how we were together, been together for 10 years.
I hope that at least something that we said was helpful to individuals, to spouses, to friendships, to families, to anything, because, you know, our goal by sharing what we do is to help y'all, because, you know, I think we're happy with who we are, and we see that some people may not, and they need some help, so we like to help.
Yeah. And we appreciate you for listening. My name is Sean T. Continue to trust and believe in who you are. And if you join our Wine Night After Dark Club, we're always going to spill the tea.
You'll get a lot of this and even more.
It's really fun. Also, if you join, like I said, you do get access to Relationship Thrivation, but you can also just go through the Relationship Thrivation course on your own at relationshipthrivation.com. All the links will be in the show notes, and put in the code TRUST and you'll get a little discount. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you'll get a little something at the end.
Anyway,
thank you for listening. See you soon.
Peace out.